The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
David Chalian, Washington Bureau Chief for Yahoo News. Is this more than flash in the pan for Rick Santorum?
Well, let's give him his credit, because he never fully got his credit when he actually won the Iowa caucuses on caucus night. So these are three big wins, and he gets his moment in the sun. But to answer your question honestly, I don't think it is more than a flash in the pan. I don't think the story here from the Tuesday results is that Romney's sort of grasp of the nomination is in trouble. That's not what's going on here. There is an important story, though, which is that Romney has still not been able to get the conservative base of his party excited about his candidacy, and that potentially proves problematic in a likely general election matchup with President Obama.
And it's not just seemingly with the conservative base that he's got problems. I mean, if you look at the numbers in particularly Minnesota and Colorado, he was decimated last night in places that back in 2008 he did quite well.
Right. Colorado was a little bit closer, but there's no doubt that he these were states that were his. In fact, one of his advisors last night said, it's kind of like Rick Santorum is the Mitt Romney of 2008. He's now the conservative alternative to the front runner, and that was what Romney was to McCain back in 2008. It didn't work out for him, and that's how they see Santorum right now. What is Mitt Romney's loss here is key, because it is this inability, you're right, not just the conservative base, but throughout the party overall, there's no enthusiasm for him. That's the other thing that we're seeing in the Republican Party right now. The turnout numbers are lower in all of these places. There's not an enthusiastic Republican activist voting base that is very excited about this 2012 election.
Now, the Romney campaign say, look, we've got the money, we've got the national organization, this campaign is about to go national as we get ready for the primaries and caucuses that will be held across the country on Super Tuesday. Does that trump momentary enthusiasm and excitement about Rick Santorum?
Yes, it does. I mean, I think that the Romney folks are that's not just spin. It has the benefit of being true. They are indeed better financed than any of their Republican competitors inside this nomination race. They do have an organization built in all of these states upcoming on the calendar. They are still best positioned as a campaign to win this nomination, even with three big wins for Rick Santorum this week. Watch Arizona and Michigan on February 28th. Rick Santorum made very clear today he is circling Michigan on his calendar. He is going to, he said, plant his flag in Michigan. That is Mitt Romney's home state. Mitt Romney won it back in 2008. And this is an important state for him, because they have said, the Romney campaign, they're going to advertise. Their super PAC, I'm sure, is going to be up. This is a